Babe, wake up. What do you mean, no? You have to go to work, remember? Now, come on. Oh, no, you don't. You are not allowed to be grumpy with me, good sir. You are the one who brought this upon yourself. Now, come on. I already gave you 5 minutes. In fact, it's probably been more than that. I've made your breakfast and I've got your clothes ready for you, had a shower, and now I'm trying to wake you up. Yep, feeling like a whole housewife right now. I'd make a good housewife? Well, not if you refuse to go to work. I mean, I don't know if you heard of this thing called money. Yeah, I hear it's pretty important to lead a normal life. And I also heard that you need to actually go to work to earn it. You'd rather spend your time earning hugs and kisses? Well, as cute as that sounds, unfortunately, we kinda do need money to survive. So we just gotta keep doing our best to do work that we're not really remotely interested in. At least we can spend quality time together when we're off work, though. So that's a good thing, right? I want you to put your head on my lap. Since you did sleep pretty late last night, I'll just let you lay down for a few more minutes. I know you need some time after you wake up for your brain to start working properly, so I'll give you some attention so you don't feel grumpy anymore. You probably should listen to me more often, you know. I told you. You should go to sleep early, but no, I want to finish this movie. I want cuddles all night. I'll wake up early in the morning, I promise. Yes, you do sound like that when you're around me. You're like a little baby asking his mom if he can stay up late and watch his favorite cartoon. Well, at least you're only like that when we're alone together. It's like you're my little baby and. Okay. You're my big baby. And I'll do anything I can to make you happy. Well, I guess anything is a bit of an exaggeration. I can't really be swallowing you too much. But I do try my best to do things that make you happy, though. Of course, you always try your best to make sure I'm happy as well. And that's why it's always so fun to spoil you once in a while. Because I always know that you'll do your best to spoil me as well. So, you think you're ready to get up now? Still not fully awake, huh? I've been spoiling you way too much recently. In fact, I shouldn't be giving you so much pampering right now. Yeah, let me just get up and. Hey, what are you? Okay, I won't leave. Stop tickling me. Oh boy. Since when did you get so mischievous, by the way? You used to be such a shy person before. And now you're basically blackmailing me for cuddles and head scratches. Ever since you've fallen in love with me? Well, mister, if you can use your brain to come up with smooth lines like that, I think you're awake enough to go to work. Okay, but seriously, you need to get up and get ready for work. You're pretty late already. No, you are not taking a sick leave today. Remember last year? You had to work while being sick because you thought it was a good idea to skip work because you wanted to sleep in that day. You had such a bad time because of that. And guess what? I feel really bad whenever you're having a bad time. So I'm definitely not gonna let you take an unnecessary day off again. Now come on, get freshened up, and we'll have breakfast together. You'll only get up if I give you kisses. Okay, my guy. First of all, I am definitely not giving you any kisses before you have a shower. And yes, it's because you stink. And second of all, if you act like a good boy and listen to whatever I say, I might actually give you what you've actually been staying awake for last night. Oh, you really think I'm that naive, don't you? Don't forget who taught you to be naughty in the first place. But if you want me to spell it out for you, I don't mind dropping the PG-13 rating for you. Okay, don't say I didn't warn you. So, if you act like a good boy and listen to what I tell you, I will let you fuck.
Oh. Now we're gonna send you on a kissing spree, huh?
Okay then. If you want your, well, reward, meet me at the table after you're done showering. Otherwise, it's just up to you. I figured as much. And here I was thinking that I could trust you to be responsible by yourself for once. Well, one can always hope. You still need 5 more minutes? You are so hopeless. But then again, it is already late. And I do love pampering you, so... Only 5 more minutes, okay? Promise me that you'll get up after that, or I'll seriously be mad at you. I love you too. My big baby.